So what other methods can we use to detect exoplanets? We know that a planet's orbit is determined by the gravity of its host star. But did you know that a planet's gravity is also attracting the star, though in a much smaller amount? In astronomy, we call this reflexive motion. We might imagine this like playing tug of war with a small dog. Whilst the bigger, more powerful person will pull the dog towards them a lot, the small, light dog will still exert some force and pull the person towards them slightly. Reflexive motion in a host star is still too small to be directly observed, but through using the Doppler shift method, we can still detect the effects of a star's wobble. We can understand the Doppler effect in relation to stars by observing it in everyday life. Think of an ambulance passing you in the street. As it comes towards you, the pitch of its siren gets higher, then lower as it travels away. This occurs due to the sound waves getting squished closer together in front by the forwards motion of the vehicle, and stretched out when travelling in the opposite direction. This same effect occurs with the light of a star as it moves towards and away from us during its wobble, as when squished, the visible light waves will appear more blue, and stretched will appear more red. When we observe this wobble in a star, we can reason that it is caused by an unseen planet. This wobble can also give us information about the mass of a planet and the closeness of its orbit.